Alicia, Daniel, Patricia, Marianne, let's give them a round of love. Just, oh. What a gift you bring us. Thank you all so much. Wow. Anybody not be touched by that? Woo. Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you. Today I'm talking about self-mastery. And so I'm going to start with a story I found. And it's called The Faith the Size of a Mustard Seed. And this is from Cynthia. She said, I experienced seizures from birth until I was 4 years old. It had become a natural part of my life. Each time it happened, Mom took me to the emergency room. The doctors would place me in a bath filled with ice and leave me in for a period of time. It got to the point where I could sense the seizures coming on, so I preferred going into an ice bath at home. This was fine, as it didn't interfere with my life until I started school. On this particular day, I was really, really excited. I was excited to go to school because there was a field trip, and the field trip was going to the zoo, and I had never been to the zoo. Then my mother told me I wasn't going to go to school today. And she said, you can't go because of your seizures. I felt horrible. In the moment, I made a decision. And in that decision, I informed my mother and my teacher I would no longer get seizures. And I would have a seizure-free life. And I have ever since. All I know was nothing was going to stand in my way of what I wished to experience. This is self-mastery, where life changes. So I'm going to call up Rex. Rex, are you ready? Because this is the time of the year. This is Thanksgiving time. And this is a time where we talk about how valuable this community is to each of us individually, and if you feel like it, to make a pledge. But that's up to you. But right now, we want to hear from Rex, because he's been in this church longer than I have. So, Rex.
Good morning. Maggie wanted me to tell you what this community means to me. And when I talk about this community, I mean the larger Science of Mind community, not just the people within this congregation right now. When I got involved in 97, I had kind of dug myself my own little dark hole and surrounded myself with a fair amount of negative thinking, and about where I lived and my work, and my relationships weren't working out real well, it seemed like. And so I was invited to come to this church and hear about the Science of Mind philosophy. And it really opened me up to a few things. And a couple of things I really honor about it is immediately I heard that this is a teaching, not a preaching. And meaning that, we're here to learn some new things. And Ernest Holmes, the founder, also said, don't believe everything I say verbatim. Try it on. See if it works for you. And a couple of those things really opened me up to the philosophy. And so one of the things I honor the most is what they call the law of attraction. And what they say is what you say and what you think, we tend to attract into our life more and more. So, in other words, if we allow our critical mind to think about what we don't like and what doesn't work and that stuff, we're going to attract more of that into our life. And it's been a slow process for me, but I'm learning, and I can more quickly get out of my negative thinking if I still fall into it, which I do, and realize that I have a choice. I can look at this side of life and say, I don't like this and everything else. And my critical mind, has a natural sense of sometimes kicking in that way. Or I can look at the other side and see the good and see the beauty see what really works, and ideally, you know, bring more of that into my life, and not just allowing my critical mind to attach to the negative side of life. So, in other words, that's a real large thing I've gotten out of the Science of Mind philosophy, and I'm just glad to have such a great community here in Auburn. So, thank you.
Thank you, Rex. I have to tell you that Rex is one of the people that when something is needed, Rex always steps up and says, oh, I can help out with that. I can do that. Because that's what takes place when we become when we join a community. When we go and say yes to this community and yes to being a part of it and yes to supporting it and yes to keeping the doors open, then we say we take part in it, because it does, let me tell you, it takes a village to grow a church and to keep the doors open. So if you're interested in that, if you're interested in being part of the solution for next year with creating our budget for what we feel we can do and how we can do it, there are pledge cards in the back. You're welcome to take one home. Do you want to pass them out, Richard? Who else have that? Why don't you, if you want a pledge card, here's the deal. You do not have to take one. If you want one and you feel you can make a commitment for this next year, then raise your hand and they'll bring you a pledge card. Yes? Okay. Then let's pass them out. And then you can either put them in the basket, or you can mail them in, or you can bring them next week. And this will just help us to budget our money. People go and say, oh, thank you, because they're going to be making a budget in the first of the year. So we need to know that sooner than later. Yes? Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you both for doing that. If you change your mind after my talk, you're welcome to pick one up on your way out. Because you're going to say, whoa, that was such a good talk. I want to be a part of this community. Yes? Okay, good. I love it. All right. So we're going to talk about self-mastery today. And I'm going to go backwards a little bit, because I want to bring to mind and remind you that last week we said it's not about wishing, it's not about hoping, it's about knowing God within each one of us. So we say, instead of, well, I hope you get well, we say, I know you will get well, because there's a power within you that answers every call. Yes? Okay. So self-mastery is with a capital S. We talked, I think it was maybe a month ago, about the subconscious, the conscious, and the superconscious. Anybody here for that? Look, if you missed some of these talks, because they were really good. Actually, they were some of my best. You can go on our website, yes, and you can look it up, and you can listen to these talks, because what it does is it keeps moving that consciousness that you're all, I hope, here to receive. Yes? Yes. Good. So, super consciousness is God within us. Self-mastery, large S, is the super consciousness. Okay? Everybody got that? Good. So, today we're talking about self-mastery. It's probably one of my most favorite subjects, because it's all about you. It's all about me. It's all about who we each are individually. And self-mastery with a capital S, our divine self. Mastery is the use we make of the creative substance that lives within us. In self-mastery comes infinite potential, because what we do is we awaken in self-mastery that spirit of life that lives uniquely in and through and as each one of us. And it connects us to our own divine self and magnificence and the source of all good, which is God within us. Because you see, we're made in the image and likeness of God. And that is the creator of life is alive within each one of us. Ernest Holmes, our founder, says, the human experience is a process in which the self is revealed to the self. Meaning that super consciousness, self, with a large S, is revealed to the smaller self, the part of us that feels lost and alone at times, that doubts and questions. It's ours to discover. I think that is the greatest gift that we're all given in life, is to discover our own unique divine nature. Because you see, I could give you this pen, but what would be more important is if you got this pen for yourself. You said, that's what I want. And it's important for me to have it. And so I'm going to study. I'm going to do whatever it takes to have this pen. Only using that. That's kind of silly. But that's really what it's about. Because if I gave it to you, it wouldn't be of value as much as if you created it to come into your life. Yes? Get that? Self-mastery. So in self-mastery, we let go of conflict. Conflict depletes our life force. We let go of being right. Anybody ever been right? Self-mastery asks us to be responsible to ourselves, not to someone else, to ourselves, to the God presence within us, to have the ability to respond with love to life's circumstances and conditions, no matter what it is. Self-mastery is an inside job. It isn't about anybody else. Looking outside is not self-mastery. If you're pointing the finger at anybody or anything, you're not in self-mastery. You're in this small s. Yeah? Okay? So at any moment, though, we can stop and shift our attention to the power within. This helps us lead by example. Be the change you wish to see. Now, like Rex said, it doesn't come overnight, because you see, you have to want it. You have to create it for yourself. No one can give it to you. Then it becomes yours. You own it. So we have to ask the question, what would the highest version of myself say or do in this situation when we find ourselves in a questionable position? Allowing your master self to guide you, to guide that smaller, limited part of you. Because when we really begin to understand this, there is something greater that lives within each and every one of us. And it's up to us to discover it. So much lives within you. You're never alone. What benefits us to take the classes that, I don't know who went to Reverend Suzanne's meditation last week. She does a great meditation for an hour, the first Wednesday of every month. It's delightful. It refreshes us. It renews our spirit. Self-mastery begins with our awareness of the words that we speak. Our words are like seeds. Our life will move in the direction of the words we speak. Okay, everybody, take a breath. The words we speak, the thoughts we think. Our thoughts and words daily are seeds. And those seeds of our thinking, those seeds of our speaking get planted, and eventually they are there to be harvested. Our crop of seeds we planted will return to us, multiplied and magnified. This is the cycle of life. As we believe, so shall it be. As we think, so shall we receive. So this is part of the understanding and learning the self-mastery, because it's as we think and it's as we speak that returns to us, that comes back to us. So I don't know about you, but I want my harvest to be really good. How about you? Yes? Self-mastery plants seeds of hope and a knowing that there is a power for good and we can call upon it, we can use it, and it will show up in our life. We hear that here weekly with our joys and support. Because you see, I don't know about you, but I want the best for everybody. Yes? Do you? Yeah. You don't say, well, I hope you really fail. So you see, those are the seeds that we plant. We want the best for everyone because we want the best for ourselves. Our words create our future, or they defeat us. See, I love saying, God is restoring my health. My health is wholeness. Victory is mine. There is a greater truth. I'm coming into greater good. Turn to somebody and say, I'm coming into greater good. Say, yes, you are. I'm amazing. I'm confident. I'm brilliant. Turn to somebody and say, I'm amazing. I'm confident. I'm brilliant. Please agree with them. If you don't speak positive about your life, who's going to? Have you ever gone up to somebody and said, would you please say something nice to me? Would you please say something that gives me confidence and makes me feel strong and good? Well, that's what you do when you go see a practitioner, because you see, you tell them, I'd really like to know this. They say, I can know that truth for you. Yes, practitioners, yes, they can. But I don't know about you. I've never gone up to somebody and asked them that, but I might start today. See, because when we learn to call on the very best within ourselves and within each other, life changes. I am living proof of that, let me tell you. When I'm challenged by life, I know I need more prayer. So pray for me. See, conflict is there to help us unveil the perfect outcome. Now hear that again. Conflict is there for us to unveil the perfect outcome. I don't know about you, but I always thought that conflict was something against me. It is for you to be greater, to be better, to be fuller with spirit, because it's like everything is neutral, but if we have given it a name of conflict, then we need help. That's all. We each have two voices, the voice of defeat or the voice of upliftment, positive outcome. I don't know about you, but I want a positive outcome. Do you?
Yes.
Good. See, because when we know and we expect greater good, and we create an atmosphere where our thoughts are always thinking, I know that there's greater good taking place in my life. I absolutely know that more good is coming into my life. It's just going to be overwhelming, like kind of like what Richard talked about. He said, there is so much good coming into my life, I have to tell people no thank you. I live in the favor of God. You live in the favor of God. Let us all prepare for 2020 and a life of self-mastery. Take classes. Read daily inspiration to lift you. Listen to the past talks. They're really funny. Some are pretty good. Let the good words that are spoken lift you up. Awaken your divine self. Come to Reverend Suzanne's meditation. Start classes next year. There's some sign-ups on the side table. Get a practitioner. Look at what happened with Polly. She had a great practitioner. No names. It works, you guys. I've had great practitioners. That's why you see what you see today. They make a difference. It's only when we begin to embrace what is possible that it can become possible. Hear that? It's only when we begin to embrace what is possible that it can become possible. The idea of the light bulb started first with the idea. The idea of everything begins with a thought, begins with a what if, maybe we can make this or do that. Desire a greater expression of life must come first. So it's up to each one of us to embrace that greater idea of ourselves. Who do you want to be? How do you want to show up? And we plant those seeds. What is the life you desire to live? This is self-mastery. First, the idea. And then you place it into form. What do you desire? What is your next great expression of self? Try it on. Feel it. Feel into it. Sense it. Stretch into it. Let the greater you become your truth. Remember, self-mastery is a personal choice. Oscar Wilde, I love what he said. He said, be yourself. Everyone else is already taken. So I have another copy of this book in my office, but I wanted to show you what a well-used book looks like. I love this book. It's Richer Living, by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. And so instead of doing a closing prayer, I'd like you to just take a breath and close your eyes and open your heart to what these wise men have said in this beautiful book, and it's today.